Okay, so this next song, this next song I wrote shortly after I bought the house that I live in now. And what happened was we were on tour, and I think it was the Further Festival actually. It was the summer after. Whatever we did then, it was like the Hoodoo Bash or something like that. And I jumped off tour to go up to New Hartford and close on my house. And I had a 20-hour window where I could like leave Massachusetts, drive to Utica, buy a house, and then go meet up with a band and play the next show. And so I get there, and I've never bought a house before. I mean, it's something that like big kids did. I had never done this before, and they make you do a final walkthrough of the house. So I'm like, okay, fine, we'll do the final walkthrough. And I'm figuring this is a technicality, right? So we get there, and like the carpeting is torn, there's a smashed window, there's like this puddle in the bedroom, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, okay, so now what do I do? And so my real estate agent's like, well, you can contest it, you can not buy the house, you can talk to the owners, you can renegotiate the price. And I'm like, well, I've got to leave in an hour and a half. What am I supposed to do? She said, well, here's what we'll do. We'll write all this stuff down, and then we'll set some money aside, and then we'll deal with it at a later date. And I said, okay, well, that seems reasonable, because all I had was a later date at this point. And if we didn't close on the house, then we probably would have lost it altogether. So the later date comes up, and they're just like, no, I don't think we're going to give you any more money. Thanks anyway. And so I'm like, what the fuck? Now what am I supposed to do? So turns out my only choice is to take them to small claims court. So like 18 months later, the date finally comes up in small claims court. And small claims court is fucked up. And that's the easiest way for me to put it. First of all, the judge, okay, doesn't have to go to law school, isn't a lawyer by any means, isn't fucking anything. He's appointed by a buddy of his who got to be mayor or town clerk or something. And I mean, it's not even an elected position at this level. And has no requirements whatsoever other than just being a pal. And seems like, requirements for most jobs. But at least, in the public service area, you'd think, no, I guess it doesn't even matter there. I mean, it just sort of confirms that for me. So, and I walk into this room, and the other family is there, and I'm sitting with my lawyer, and we're like, and I'm like, we really have to do this and whatever. And he's like, well, you can go talk to them now and see if they just want to like drop this whole thing, settle it. Like, I had receipts for just the repairs that needed to be done. He said, maybe you could just do that. And I walked over to them, and I'm like, and they were like, hell no, we are not, negotiating anything on this. The judge walks in, and they're like, oh, hey, Bob, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Turns out he's friends with the other family, too. So I didn't have a leg to stand on. I had pictures and photographs and circles and arrows on the back of each one, something like that. And I was completely fucked. And I lost $1,000. I had no recourse whatsoever, and there was nothing I could do about it. And I was just so frustrated that I couldn't sleep for days and days and days. And normally I don't get so bent about stuff, but I just felt like it was totally wrong, because I didn't do this stuff to the house. I had an inspector. I mean, we don't need to go into all that. We've already gone into a lot of the details. We don't need to go any further details, but it was an easy case. It was an easy win. I thought I was just going to breeze through there and get my check and leave. And so I ended up writing this song. The name of the song, anyway, is called I Will. And the reason that I brought it up anyway was because I wanted you all to help me sing the song. There's a middle section of the song that we've been kind of struggling with. Now, when we did it in the studio, it was all fine and good. We had Brian Paulson working on the album, and it all sounded good. But there's this middle part of the song, the bridge, okay, where it gets to the... In the studio, it sounds great when you get a bunch of guys around going... And we could do that here. We could do the three guys going...
I can do it.
Right, right. But it's much more effective if you get a room full of people going... Like that. that. So when the part comes up, if you could all sing along and help revel in this this moment of revelry, we would appreciate that, and maybe I could get some sleep.